Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am Lisa A. Romano, and this is Heal Your Life Radio, a broadcast dedicated to helping you move beyond your family history so you can live an abundant life. If you are an adult child of an alcoholic, or if you're an adult who has been raised in a dysfunctional home, or if you find yourself endlessly spinning your wheels in your relationships and cannot figure out what's wrong, this radio show is for you. The purpose of this show is simple. My intent is to help you move beyond where you are now. As a former participant of CODA and Al-Anon, although I found these groups' meetings comforting, and although they were the lifeline I needed during a time in my life when all that I had grown to love faded away, I eventually stopped going to these meetings because I just believed I needed something more. I met wonderful, caring people at these gatherings. There is a tremendous amount of information available to anyone looking to understand and wrap their mind around obsessive and compulsive type codependent thinking and behaviors. If you are struggling and are in need of an immediate lifeline, I urge you to go online and find a meeting ASAP. But if you are like me and you are feeling like you need more, sit back and listen to this new way of thinking about this thing called codependency. Again, I feel I must reiterate, I am not against 12-step meetings. However, I do believe perhaps some of us need something more. As a life coach to those struggling to heal from their troubled emotional childhoods, whether my clients now find themselves married to the alcoholic they swore they'd never marry, or my clients are depressed because they continuously attract the wrong kind of partners, or my clients are struggling with addiction issues themselves, like overeating, drinking, etc. Or, if my clients find themselves at the end of their marital ropes and they just want out, but they just can't seem to let go, my intent is always the same, and so is the recipe for a true resolution. Until we are able to drop our egos and make that which is unconscious conscious, we cannot ever truly heal completely. So, let's sink our teeth into this thing called codependency. In my opinion, most, if not all, of our relationship dilemmas are due to this thing called codependency. And yes, I said most, if not all. I must begin by stating that if you are closed-minded, you, dear one, are unteachable. If you do not believe or choose not to believe in what you are about to hear, then somewhere in your unconscious mind is a belief that you don't need to learn about codependency or hear how it may be the root of all your issues because you have already instructed your brain to be closed to all incoming information and you will not be able to make the necessary connections cognitively to heal your relationships, your life, your body, or your past. I have heard people say that ignorance is bliss, but in my opinion, ignorance is just plain ignorance. But if you are willing to hear a new way of thinking about codependency, then you must allow your brain the permission to be open to the message. This is a free will universe. No information, no knowledge can be learned unless you, the possessor of that brain, as an adult, grants your brain permission to absorb new data. Which brings me to my first point. In order to heal your present, you must first cognitively move beyond the emotional body and out of the emotional plane. Understand that your present drama is the result of the programming you received as a child. Hear this. When your being was an open and innocent state of learning, you were a child. When it was open to all the data it was receiving, you were a child. When all of its foundation was being laid down, when the blueprint was being created through the data you were receiving through observing how your family operated, hear what I'm saying. Who and what you are right now is the result of whatever operating system was programmed into you when you were the most open to receive and absorb information and data. What does this mean? It means that unless you are willing to defragment, declutter, and reorganize your current blueprints or belief systems, you cannot change your life permanently. It means that unless you are willing to accept that until you have consciously examined why you do what you do, rather than continue to complain about why others do what they do, you cannot change your life permanently. Most beings die in some state of denial. Every being is born, and every being dies, but only a few in comparison to the whole live. If you want to heal your life now, listen up. Become teachable. Accept that if you have not studied, researched, and or absorbed yourself in information about codependency, then you, my friend, and I say this with love, are ignorant when it comes to this subject. Before I began zeroing in on my niche market to adult children of alcoholics and codependents and clients struggling to end codependent relationships, I used to spend a bulk of my time trying to reach people with this message who had no intention of being reached. I was called a know-it-all. I was labeled a preacher in a negative way and alike. And it hurt so deeply because some of the people I was trying to reach included family members who I love very much. For years, I tried to get the ones I love to just open their minds to the ideas of codependency, only to be called names and to be made fun of. And then one day, I was called out of the blue and told that one of my family members committed suicide. My heart sank because I knew that this suicide was the result of living an entire life as a codependent, ignorant as to why his life was spiraling out of control. And it broke my heart, because had this member of my family opened his mind to the idea that codependency was a learned dynamic and it was unnecessary, and better, he could heal it if he could just see it and live an amazing life, it would break my heart because he never got to that point. He never opened himself up to this information. So he was unteachable and sadly died in a state of denial, believing that he was powerless to what was happening in his life. So, what is codependency, and can we ever move beyond it? Yes, 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 yes. Healing relies on your ability and your willingness to become teachable. You must unlearn the dysfunction you once absorbed as a child when you knew you didn't know anything, when you were the most teachable. Can a codependent ever be happy? And for some of you out there who have struggled with codependency issues for a very long time, it's hard to believe that, yes, you can be happy. But I am here to tell you that, yes, 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 codependents, recovering codependents, codependents who have in fact recovered can be happy. But again, you must become teachable and be willing to unlearn and relearn new knowledge and data and then act upon these new ideas. Codependency is the result of being raised in a non-assertive home, a home that used unclear communication. Codependent family systems are not authentic. Usually there is verbal, emotional, or physical abuse, or the children in general are neglected. Boundaries are not honored. Children are not respected for the divine, innocent beings they are, or the family system is continually stressed. Or there are issues, addictions, that are not being addressed. And the children in the family absorb the chaos that is spewing in their homes that the parents just won't talk about. There is generally a no-talk rule. So if there is an addiction present, mommy and daddy pretend there isn't, or they pretend like everything is okay, but the children know it's not. Why? How do they know that? Because they don't feel happy. Their needs aren't being met. Their home isn't lighthearted. There's chaos, there's stress, and they absorb it. Codependent homes make children feel insecure. Their needs are not being met, and oftentimes the parents are too self-absorbed in whatever's going on to even notice that their marital relationship or the issue they're trying to keep under the wraps is harming their children. codependent parents can be workaholics, clean freaks, rageaholics, adulterers lost in their own world of adultery, and suffer from the woe is me and it's all about me syndrome, which not only makes the child feel insecure, it teaches the child to worry more about their parents than they do themselves. As adults, adults raised by codependents have no connection to their inner selves, although many do not believe that because their egos are so overinflated. They presume because they're successful financially or because they're always confronting and complaining that they're not insecure. But what they fail to understand is they complain and constantly confront because they are trying to blame others for the emptiness and the dissatisfaction they feel, and in essence are trying to manipulate and control some sense of worth and or power from another because they lack power and worth from within. For those codependents who are interested in inflating their egos, that's an attempt to hide their wounds. That's an attempt to hide their insecurities. It's a wall. It prevents them from feeling vulnerable. Why? Because they're insecure. When you're not insecure, you don't mind being vulnerable because you don't care what other people think. When we expect others to validate us, we are attempting to heal that inner child part of ourselves that never received the sense of validation we deserved when we were in our most teachable phase. If when you were the most teachable, you did not learn to believe you were enough, that you were deserving, that you were lovable, then unconsciously you will continue to attract partners that are the emotional equivalent to one or both of your parents. Why? Because A, you always attract what you know. B, because your being is attempting to receive what it believes it should have received from your caretakers when you were a child. There is a wound there that your inner being is trying to get healed. So how do we now, in an adult life, in adult situations, how do we heal this wound? Well, we make the unconscious conscious. We look at it. We unearth it. We process it. And then we learn to forgive our parents for not being healthy and or aware enough to give us what we deserved when we were formulating ideas about life and especially about self. If our parents were financially irresponsible or if they were alcoholics, then we lived in homes that were very stressful, and that made us insecure, and we developed certain belief systems about life. But our emotional set point is one of fear because we never want to be financially lacking again, or we never want to feel vulnerable again. So our emotional set point is fear. It's not love. It's not peace. It's not harmony. So the other thing we need to do is, aside from looking at it, unearthing it, processing it, and then learning to forgive and understanding cognitively that our parents did the best they could, you know, but let's face it, you know, most of us come from generations of people who, you know, our parents knew nothing about Dr. Phil shows or Oprah or self-help. There was none of that back, you know, in the 40s, not really, the 40s and the 30s and the 20s, back when our parents and grandparents were being born. So there's a lot of forgiving and a lot of accepting and surrendering that we need to do in our adult lives on our healing journey when we begin the process of codependent recovery. So we look at it, we understand that we're attracting what we know in our adult lives. We unearth the situations that we can look at in our past, and we make connections. We understand that if our parents were unable to be there for us 100%, if they were locked in enabling dynamics, then they, by their circumstances, were unable to give us completely what we needed, and that is forgivable in most cases. And in the cases where children are being severely abused, it's very unfortunate and it's so sad, but even children who have been abused as adults must learn to let that go. They must be for their own sake, because holding on to it is negative energy. It's dank, and it will only hurt the being in terms of moving forward. So it is in the best interest of the being to learn how to forgive even that which most people will consider unforgivable. So, okay, so we've looked at it. We've unearthed these dynamics that have occurred in childhood. We're learning to process it. Perhaps we've begun journaling about it, or you're working with a coach like myself, or you're going to these CODA meetings and the ACOA meetings and Al-Anon and alike. So you're doing your work. You're staying on course. You're learning to let things go. You're learning to cry it out. You're learning to forgive. You're learning to surrender to what was. You know, you're throwing the white flag up. You're dropping the ego and you're saying, okay, you know, I have all these wounds from childhood. I did come from an insecure place as a child. You know, I can understand why, you know, all of my business choices and all of my relationship choices and how I approach life is one of, you know, from a position of fear to some degree. And I don't want that anymore. I want to free myself of that emotional set point and start attracting more wealth into my life and more health into my life. More abundance into my life. You know, and we have to, what I'd like you also to do is restructure your idea of abundance, because what the hell is the sense of having a lot of money if you're not abundantly healthy or if you're not abundantly joyful? I mean, who wants that? People want abundant lives, and they tend to associate abundance with money, but there are a whole lot of rich, unhappy people out there. And there are a whole lot of rich, sick people out there. Who wants that? You know, to live an abundant life and start attracting goodness into your life, we have to reframe what our ideas of success are. And in my opinion, the evidence of success is joy, period. If you're a joyful being, in spite of what's going on in your financial situation, in spite of what's going on with your brother and your sister and your mom and your dad, or even your husband or your wife, you know, or your children, if you're 85% of the time you're joyful in spite of the war that's going on, because you have no control over that really, you know, in spite of the weather, if you're joyful under any and all circumstances, you are abundant. And it's just a matter of time before you start attracting more sources of abundance, whether that is more health, more vibrancy, more energy, or money. It's just a matter of time, because you are emotionally keyed up for that, and we can only attract what we know. So in order to move out of being codependent and the ideas of being this wounded adult child of an alcoholic or this wounded child from these dysfunctional emotional relationships, we must understand that we have to change what we are on an emotional level. And the only way to do that is to change your belief systems. That has to be understood. You have to accept that. You can't read a book, feel good while reading the book, and then not make any serious attempts at understanding what your foundation, what your framework, what your belief systems, what your operating system is. That's like having a computer, there's a virus in it, and you're trying to download information, and it's taking you 2 days to do instead of the 3 milliseconds to do. And you know there's a virus, but you keep ignoring the virus. And you learn to work through your life with this virus, knowing that you have this virus. Well, why not investigate? Why not unearth the real problem? Why not, let's fix it, let's find it, let's process it, and start over. Let's reprogram our motherboards. I mean, that's, you know, I'm talking about the mind and the being as if it's a computer, but essentially, in many ways, that's all we are. Well, not all we are, but we are a brain that gets these viruses. And if you've come from a dysfunctional home, the data that you have received that is responsible for your belief systems is corrupt. So doesn't it make sense to heal the corrupt data? I mean, it just makes sense. But, you know, so many people are so ego-based because they're so full of fear that they feel much more safe and much more powerful in pointing the finger. Well, if my wife just paid more attention to me, or if my wife validated me, or, you know, if my wife picked my clothes up from the dry cleaners, or, you know, yada, 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 then I'd be happy. No. Those would be nice things, but if you're basing your sense of satisfaction, your sense of worth and validation on what your wife does or does not do, you're placing happiness outside of self. And you learn to do that because as a child, you naturally looked for your parents for a sense of validation. That's when you were supposed to be seeking outside of self for validation. But if you were born into a dysfunctional family system, your parents didn't know that, or they were ignorant, or they were self-absorbed, or they were just trying to survive. A lot of our parents are just trying to get by. A lot of our parents had us when they were teenagers. So, again, that's one of those forgivable circumstances. And this radio show and what I do as a life coach and a healer, it has nothing to do with blaming people. I am all about just see it. Just see it, unearth it, process it, forgive it, make peace with it, and then learn something new. That's the way we make permanent changes in our lives. That is the only way. So, yeah. So if you are this being who is consistently saying, well, if I have this much money, then I'll be happy. Well, that tells me that somewhere in your childhood you experienced a deep sense of insecurity due to financial lack. There was irresponsibility in your family system in terms of finances, which scarred you, and so it became a part of your belief system. So as an adult, you're always looking outside of self for the next attack, you know, for the next hit, financial hit, which is still a fear-based emotional set point. Until that being can look back and say, my mom and dad did the best they could, and I understand that, you know, this is why those things happened, but I'm an adult now. I am unconsciously competent, if you will, and I make good financial decisions, and things always work out for me. You know, my life is evident of that. You know, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to think about receiving, not needing. I'm going to look out into the world, and everywhere I go, I'm going to see abundance because we come from an abundant universe. There is no such thing as lack. You know, whenever I've needed money, it's shown up. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. You know, maybe a lot of us don't have everything we want, but most of us have what we need. Most of us get what we need. That's just a fact, because most of us are not homeless. Most of us are not homeless. So that alone tells us that most of us get what we need. We might have to sell some gold. We might have to renegotiate our finances and what we pay for. We may have to downsize. We may have to stop spending X amount of money at Starbucks. We may have to cook every night instead of eating every night. But, you know, but within us, within all of us, is the ability to scale back and create more revenue or start saving. We all have that ability. You know, I mean, if you're listening to this radio show, I believe that. You know, it's within you. Everything that you need to heal is within you. So my point is that we need to figure out, or you need to figure out, or together we need to figure out, what is your emotional set point? What scarred you or most impressed you as a child when you were the most teachable? Because now as an adult, most of you, including myself, for quite a number of years, I was unteachable. I thought I knew everything. And then my life fell apart. My life fell apart, and a dear therapist looked me in the eye and said, it's not about them, it's about you. And I didn't know what the heck that meant. It boggled my mind. For a short time, my brain sort of short-circuited because I was so other-focused, so out-of-focused. But when everything collapsed around me, I had nothing else and no one else to blame but myself. But it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me because my support systems were all dysfunctional anyway. So having everybody walk away from me and having my life spiral out of control and having everything that I've known and all the people that I love walk away was actually the best thing that ever happened to me, because then I was free to create my own new belief systems. And without others' interference, I didn't have to worry so much about what other people thought about me, and that was freeing. It was frightening because there were fears of the unknown, and I was trembling most of the way for quite a number of years. But without their interaction with me and without me having to continually worry about what does she think, what does he think, what labels are they going to place on me now, without that interference, my brain had the ability to absorb information. And life brought me to my knees. I became completely vulnerable and said, okay, I obviously don't know what the hell I'm doing because my life is in shambles, so I need to figure this out. And that started my journey of codependent recovery. And once I understood that all of my problems were the result of me not feeling enough at my inner core and constantly seeking validation outside of self, once I understood that's what I had been doing my entire life, I went a step further and understood that I didn't want that anymore. I had 3 children to take care of. I had 3 children to model a healthy relationship for. I had to get this right. They became my priority, and their future became my priority. And I knew if mommy couldn't figure it out, it was going to be a whole hell of a lot harder for my babies to figure it out. So I sunk my teeth into this codependent thing, and I just absorbed my mind in as much data as I possibly could. Why? Out of love for my children. Out of love for humanity, because I knew that if I could elevate my awareness to a level that was able to be able to process this information in such a way, and if I was able to deliver that message to other people, then I could effectively help change people's lives or help them change their lives. And that made me so excited. The idea that I can inspire you, my listener, to think about yourself in a new way, in a non-judgmental, non-critical way. You have to stop judging self. You really do. You have to accept that wherever you are as a result of unconscious programming, that is not your fault, that has been inputted. It was inputted in you when you were the most teachable, and now as an adult you think you know everything and you just stop learning. Most of us stop learning. And then what we're doing is we're behaving out of that which we learned. But the key is to unlearn. So here we are. We're going to look at it. We're going to unearth it. We're going to process it. We're going to forgive. And then we're going to pull gratefulness and gratitude into our new day, because now we know that all we have to do is begin validating self, respecting self in order to stop seeking relationships and others to heal us or validate us. At least this is where the journey begins. There are many, many more steps that need to be taken. But this radio show is intended to plant seeds, to open up people's minds, to create a hunger for awareness and for more information, and to help you stop doing what you're doing. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I've heard time and time again, I've had clients come to me and say, I keep attracting these losers. Why? Well, A, that's your emotional set point. You're looking for the losers. You're not looking for the great guy or the great girl. You're looking for the losers. And a lot of codependents confuse boredom. They think that boredom is they associate boredom with lack of love, or they associate love with excitement in this Romeo and Juliet type fairy tale, and it's nonsense. And then you wonder why, or then they wonder why their lives are spiraling out of control and they're so emotional and dramatic, and it never ends because their associations are off. So at least this is where I'd like to begin. I want to thank you so, so much for listening, because you've made me a part of your day, and I understand that your time is something that no one could ever give back to you, so I feel blessed that you've listened to me today. This, again, is Heal Your Life Radio. My name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a life coach, best-selling author, and speaker who is passionate about opening your mind, teaching you to become teachable, and empowering you to find the power to change the fact that it lies within. My books are The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, and Loving the Self Affirmations. My website is www.healingselfesteem.com. Again, I thank you so much. Namaste. Reach out to me. Ask questions. I'm here for you. And we are all one, people. Enjoy your day.